You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Crash podcast.
Hey, Babs, intro everybody.
Wait, but also, well, sorry.
We have just started already.
There's like a half floor in this building, and it just has a bunch of fridges on
and
it.
And toilets.
Yeah, but I don't know how to get to it. I only saw it once, and I thought I was just like super out of it. But now they've seen it, right?
Yeah, the
I've seen it.
Yeah, and it just opens, and there's just like 100 fridges.
Sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
It really is.
It kind of was. Yeah.
It's
super scary.
Platform 3.5.
Yeah.
The toilet floor.
3.5.
Have you defecated?
In either? No, I can't. We can't find it.
You need to have a
custodian key to get it.
This place is just haunted. It's just a lie. It's a figment of all of our imaginations. You know, where I live, there's a space 214.5.
Is there an a half?
Yeah.
What is there?
I think I've never been inside. Somebody lives in there, but I'm assuming
actual apartment?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's just like a living room.
Are they tinier than normal
they're
people?
They're super small.
The people are
I
tiny
can
too?
Live there. Yeah, that's where I live.
It's the adorable place.
That's where you and I live, man.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
I'm smaller than you.
It's
so
okay.
In this scenario, I win, but in real life, you win.
That's not true.
It's true.
We're all equal.
You're so sexy,
here.
Dude.
Thank
the
you
tattoos,
so much.
The hair,
look, guys.
The suave.
Enough about me.
Okay.
Babs, you want to do it?
Well, no, you guys introduce yourselves. It's weird if I do it.
No, I want to hear you do it.
No,
I'll intro you first.
Okay.
And then you can intro us.
That's like even weirder.
Hi, this is Emo and I. We have our guests, Babs. We have our guests, Tyler. We have our guests, Freddie. We have our guests, Nick Guzman.
I guess you kind of just took the lead, huh?
And Morgan's not here.
Morgan
I'm here.
Is
and then,
here.
And then guess what?
And
this
Cade.
Is our, oh, this is our intern, Cade.
This is very special.
Yeah, Cade.
Not because of you guys.
Obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But because we're letting Cade be, this is the first one that we're letting Cade
really?
Be in on. Yeah, well, he's a voice of the youth, you know? He's like 14.
You're 14, huh?
No.
14-year-old started growing facial hair way earlier.
No, he's like 14. We don't know what he likes or like. Well, he's like really in touch with the youth.
He's got a great shirt. Though.
Yeah, Best Coast.
See, there you go. You're already getting complimented.
Shirt.
I just like AARP.
A little ARP action, huh?
Yeah, you know all
there
about
you
it.
Go. Yeah.
I'm jealous of the stash, dude. I can't grow that even if I tried.
I wish I could.
And I'm like,
I mean, Cade, come on. What is this? Your first podcast?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's just like,
yes, it is. Actually,
you got to talk
you're
into
right,
the mic so people can hear you.
There's a mustache, apparently.
There's a mustache in the way. That's okay.
You know what?
I mumble all the time, though.
Yeah, this is something that we're going to have to. This may be really good
this
for you.
This will improve it.
Yeah, this will be really good for you. You have to enunciate,
articulate.
See?
Like, speak like this with your mouth wide open, right? Is that what the,
that's? I think so.
That takes you in speech school, right?
Yeah. Me and you should both go. Guys, we're here with Pavements. It is Ride or Cry podcast. This is exciting.
Dude, thank you so much for having us.
I'm excited that you're here. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah.
I was afraid you guys wouldn't make it in. Weren't you traveling today?
We just got back in last night.
See, if I was good, you'd be like, I'm good.
We were stoked, though.
We got in two in the morning or midnight?
We settled in at home around 2 in the morning. Yeah. But
Do y'all live together?
I wish we did, man.
I mean, you guys have been spending a decent amount of time
We slept in a van with each other this trip.
Hot.
It was hot. It was in Florida. Kept the van running all
night.
Was
that for the Warped Tour dates or for the New York show or all of it?
Warped Tour. Warped.
Okay, cool.
Which we do want to talk about, but let's keep it moving.
We'll
get back to that because that's an important thing.
I never
want to
talk about Warped Tour at all for the rest of my life ever again.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you're kidding or not.
I have a pretty dry sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about it.
I would love
I really hope you all get confused.
Get used to, I'm sure you're used to this, but like getting answered the same or asked the same questions over and over and over again. So we're not going to do that.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we're going to briefly touch on it, but we'll also probably talk about stuff that you guys actually want to talk about.
Cool.
I also like where you're going, though. We can answer the same questions, because you know what? I'm sorry. No, you can answer the same questions. We'll ask you the questions this time.
Oh, dude. I rarely answer any interview questions anymore just because I'm like, I don't, you know.
What's your name?
Currently?
Currently.
Morgan.
Where were you on the night of the murder?
Here. Which one?
4/11.
4/11?
April 11th.
3/11.
You were at Coachella.
George Bush did 3/11.
Yeah, I was at. Yeah, I think that's Coachella. So I was
perfect alibi.
Yeah, no, you will never be able to track me. I just got back from. I did the live broadcast for this is the first thing I've ever done like this. We've been doing podcasts for a really long time, but I've never had to do like interviewing professionally. Sure. So now I feel extremely qualified.
Yeah,
to do this, but yeah, like so, I interviewed. I did the live VR broadcast, which whatever that means, for Lollapalooza.
Oh wow!
Like they hosted the whole thing, and I really learned how this works. And I asked a bunch of like, so we got interviewed, and I interviewed the people that have been interviewing for Lollapalooza for ages. This dude named Sal something. He's a really nice Sal Maseka. Do you guys know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Do you guys know who that is? Yeah, he is. For some reason, he's also a pro surfer, and he's like one of those guys that's like, where I'm like, what do you do? He's like, man, you know everything, and like it actually is true. He does everything. His Wikipedia is just basically like
just does everything.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, he hosts the Olympics. He's a pro surfer, musician, an interview. Like he just like does all of this stuff.
Host the Olympics is a real?
Yeah, as like a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah, which I have no, I don't know anything about any sports.
How
whatsoever.
Do you learn how to be like him?
You just do this a bunch. You just do this a bunch. That's all it is. And you like, and I guess you have to be pretty good at sports, which I am not.
I don't believe that.
I'm not. Are you?
I got bad knees.
See, we chose probably the similar paths in high school where we were like, do you want to drink and do drugs and play in a band?
Yeah, that was.
Or do you want to do a sport?
I did not play any sports in high school at all.
See, I was just way too small to do that. So I was like, this sounds easier.
I was way too stoned to do that.
Yeah, no, that's what we did in high school. It was just like, that's what we did. And that's why we are where we are on the 11th floor of with Together. So you guys just had a pretty eventful couple weeks.
That's right.
How was Warped Tour?
It felt like 2 years.
The hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, even though you got like, how many dates did you guys do?
We did, four. Ventura, we did Tampa, Orlando, and West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach, oh man. Last Warped date ever, we closed out the Full Sail University stage.
That was the last play our stage ever.
Yeah, we were very humbled by that.
It's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I just got goosebumps.
Right?
Look, I did.
Oh, you actually did.
I literally did.
Like, you know,
because that's very, 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 very important.
That's very special.
Playing Warped Tour, especially the last Warped Tour ever, the last date in West Palm Beach, is already going to go down in history as one of the greatest things I've ever done. But the fact that we got to close out our stage, we were the last band to play on our stage, you know, there's never going to be a Full Sail University stage at a Warped Tour.
Ever again,
you know, so.
How many people do you think were there?
It was definitely our largest turnout.
I think it was four?
For our set?
Four people?
Yeah, it was like three times as many as it normally was. So
right.
About four and a half.
Right. Yeah, so it's you guys plus.
Yeah, exactly. Like, somebody left. Right. Maybe left their legs behind.
Yeah.
It was a great turnout, man. We had a circle pit the entire show.
I mean, I saw it. I saw. I was watching like other people's. Huh? I was not there. Yeah. I'm not actually allowed
in our circle pit
in Florida, which is weird.
Is this true?
No, it's not. Yeah,
that's a story for another day.
I'm not allowed.
No, but I here's like when we do Arizona and like some of the other things we do, I just don't go to those
places.
Morgan
refuses to go, and so I get like punished by all his friends from high school all night long.
Oh, that's where you're from.
Yeah,
got you.
Where are you from?
I'm from here, Santa Clarita. Where
are you guys all?
We're all from Santa Clarita. Yeah. Nick is really
from
Hawaii.
Are you guys going to do Hawaii?
That's fun.
I'd love to. I know some people out there. It'd be sick to set up a show.
That would be fucking tight.
I'd fucking love to.
You guys could do it in a volcano.
I got some. We're going to do it in a volcano. I got some people who are already. They'll show up in the grass skirts.
What?
They'll show. Well, it'll be the.
I want to be the greatest
stereotype of a Hawaii show.
What's
ever.
The proper term for. Is what is
That's
it?
A luau, right?
Or is that just the whole event?
That's the whole event.
The proper term for what?
For the grass skirts.
The dress skirts.
Oh, like if you're looking at that and they do the...
Yeah, what is the term for the dress...
Polynesian... term for that.
Like the
There is a term.
Yes, there is.
It's,
I don't remember.
Mahakahai?
No, that's just a saying.
That's just...
I think that's just a song.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, no, that's just The Lion King.
That's stuff right there.
Wait, is that The Lion King?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
close enough.
100%.
Boy, would my face have been red not knowing my Disney channel.
Anyone from Hawaii who's listening to me forget everything about Hawaii right now is just going to, like, give me the most shit when I get back.
Did you grow up surfing?
I tried it. I was too small for the board. I didn't get to this height till after high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild. I peaked in like second grade.
Really?
That's what I thought was going to happen.
And I was fucking awesome in second grade. I was like the tallest. And then everybody just kept getting. And I was like, well, I guess this is me now.
Were you the tallest one in your grade?
No, I was never.
Oh, dude.
But also, I never realized that I was small until I saw myself in pictures.
I was the tallest one until freshman year high school. After that, everybody just
blew
run.
Up.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, what the hell? Like, you know, what happened?
So you guys are from, you two are from here. Did you guys know each other growing up?
We did, yeah. We started a band, or we both auditioned for the same band about 10 years ago when we were like 16, 17
what
years
band?
Old. It was called Vital Takedown. It was like, so we both knew these dudes, two guys in this band. We both knew them from school. They were terrible. And my thought process was like, well, if I audition for them, I might be able to make them a little bit better.
Sure.
You know? And that was kind of my thought process. I didn't think I was the shit or anything like that. I just wanted to be in a band that actually played shows, and I could see the potential of this band. He had the same idea. Like, he entered the band. He auditioned for them because he was like, well, they kind of suck, but if I'm in it, I could turn them.
Right.
So I came to my first band audition. He was already just got inducted into the band. Got jumped in.
I just got hazed.
You got hazed.
How'd they haze you?
I'm just kidding. I wasn't hazed.
Oh, no.
Congratulations. You're in.
Tell them the truth, dude. Tell them the truth. Tell them what they did.
Okay, the reality of the whole thing is that I hazed them.
Sure.
You hazed them?
I hazed them, and they're like, oh my god, this guy can play drums too? Holy shit, this can play guitar too? Fuck.
So guess what happened? You guys hazed them both and now have your own band. And closed out Warped Tour.
So
fucking joke's on them.
The hazing is still going on.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No.
I mean, we apologize. I think.
Okay. That's not true. But we're not bad people.
Yeah.
We're not bad people. Just him, maybe.
Sure.
But yeah, we've known each other forever, man.
That's great.
Since little babies,
dude. That's fucking awesome.
It's been cool.
How does this like? How? I mean, so we know that you guys have EP. You guys have it coming out
Friday.
I heard the song because I've heard. I have a sneak preview,
exclusive,
which I hadn't gotten your fucking song out of my head since you guys have sent. So I'll like wake up in the morning and I'll be like, god damn it, what is this? What the fuck am I singing? And it's the song that you guys sent me.
That's really rad, dude.
Yeah.
Which one was it?
That's Chemical Trails. That one's out on a
Chemtrails.
Sick. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, don't worry. Now it's just more in my head.
Love it. That's the plan.
Dicks. That's the plan, dude.
It's all brainwashing. If you play our EP backwards, it's all sweet nothings to you.
You want to know it was really
Pillow Talk.
I don't know, it was really funny. I was like, so we're gonna do a video for that song, and we may still, but I was like, what can we do? I went as far as to being like, who do I know with a plane? So we're gonna shoot the video in a plane.
Oh man,
that's sick,
dope.
Yeah, so I
don't forget that idea.
In the air,
yeah.
You should do some zero gravity stuff.
Look, I was gonna. Well, here's the thing. Like, we found it. I found somebody.
Really?
Yeah, and that was like, yeah, you can do this in this.
Wow.
And it worked within the.
Who?
I'm not gonna say a fucking thing because then everybody is just gonna gank it.
But we do got to shoot a video.
We'll do it.
Remember that Thursday video?
Which one?
In the plane. We were so perilous.
No, but I'll watch that though.
What was that song called? I don't remember.
I didn't listen to Thursday too much.
I think it was called In a Plane.
It was called
I'm in a plane.
Yeah. I'm in a plane, motherfucker.
It sounds like today's rap.
Yeah, no. That's well, okay. Today's rap is just nothing.
Freddie Ramirez starting,
but I like it.
All rap
is the thing.
It's fun to dance to, man.
I mean, that's one of the things that like
it's fun to dance
look,
to.
I like all types of music. I can like respect all types of music.
If music makes me move, it's hard to not respect.
Why not, right? Hey, what was it like fucking playing with all those? So I know that you guys are like huge fans of a lot of the bands that you've been playing
with,
which is like somewhat like we can relate to that because like we get some of the bands that we really like. So
it's all the same people.
It gets really surreal sometimes. Like it gets like really surreal. And like, what's that been like for you guys too? Because I mean, now you're sharing stages with like some of these fucking bands that you grew up listening to.
We were just talking about that. Like last night when we got home, His dad and his brother picked us up, and his brother had movements playing.
His is yes. Freddy, by the way.
It was fantastic. Contact. Oh, sorry, Freddy. Freddy's brother yeah. had movements playing, and then...
Senses Fail was playing towards the end
what,
of the...
What did, oh, Knuckle Puck.
Knuckle Puck.
Yeah. It was
and lit, your brother was playing this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I got him into a lot of the music that that I listen to, just mainly because I listen to it in the house all the time.
How old is he?
He's 16.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're 10 That's years awesome. Apart.
You're 10
years
apart.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you were 13. Just kidding.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I listen to that stuff all the time. So with that, he kind of got used to it, and we started listening to the same stuff. We wore the same clothes all the time too. Newfound Glory? No.
Does he have like so, all your hand me down shirts?
What's
like,
that?
Does he have all your old band shirts?
No, they share not their really. Band yeah. So the basically, yeah, we buy a shirt and we just use it together.
I love that.
We're at the same time.
Brotherhood of the Traveling Shirt.
Exactly.
I love it.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Shirt.
I'm wearing his pants right now.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling Shirt. That joke should have gotten more laughs than it did.
Yeah, I know. It's like classic. Like I say it and then you say it.
No, you just have to say it louder.
Okay. I'll say it louder next time.
Yeah, next time you just say your joke loud. No, you look around and make sure nobody hears it. And then I'll go bad and say it louder.
And then I'll just say it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you discuss. Because that joke deserved more.
It could have gotten overlooked, you know? There's
I know.
Not that people don't think you're funny at all, but because I think you're hilarious.
I think I'm pretty funny, too. I just say things very, like, monotone. I don't know. I sound like Daria, I feel like.
There's
Daria.
Nothing wrong with deadpan.
Oh, I love yeah. Daria.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm fine with it. Like, Morgan and TJ always make fun of me because when we're doing Emo Night, I'll go up there and be like, everyone go crazy on this next song.
But she I'm says like, it just like that. She's yeah. like, she's like... Hey guys,
everyone go crazy on this.
I'd like
next
everybody
song.
To really have a good time.
Can we all do this with that voice for that? The rest of the podcast? I'm totally kidding.
No, everyone totally wants kidding. To now.
We are now.
We just
all
turn it to an NPR yeah. interview. Yeah, that's how they do it.
It is.
We're here with Pavens.
That's exactly how it is.
That's how they do it. This is Morgan NPR. Fried, and we are going to be listening to some smooth jazz. Back in a second with Pavens.
That's
and you know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's like what I listen to. I listen.
Dale, are you a big NPR guy?
Yeah, so am I.
I got a buddy who's my age who listens to NPR.
Look, I have crossed the bridge over to becoming where I just like dislike music, and now I'm just like, I want to hear old people talk about stuff. Like, that happens. Like that. Like actually,
I'm excited for that time.
It's not bad because you're like, when I was younger, I was like, that's like, why the fuck do my parents want to listen to this shit?
This must be how Cade feels.
Oh,
just
my
listening
God.
To all the old people talk about anything
yeah.
else.
Yeah, like.
He's like, why?
Things Morgan discusses, I don't really understand.
Cade, when I said the word zeitgeist earlier, I saw your Ooh, brain zeitgeist. Glitch.
I have no idea what that is.
Have you seen it?
What is that?
No.
You should watch it.
Is that anime?
TV show?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right, guys.
Ask me anything about anime.
Everybody's
yeah.
wrong. You'll learn when you're older.
Okay, but wait. You guys didn't answer the question.
Yeah, we...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
when we listened to those bands again yeah. when we got picked up from the airport, I reminisced and like reflected back that we actually were on stage with those bands. And like in the moment when you're on Warped Tour, there's like... You're thinking about a bunch of stuff when you're on stage, you know, and like remembering lyrics and songs and everything like that. But like, there's little moments where like I really take it in and realize where I am, and like you get a little emotional, man. I'm sure you guys know exactly what that feels
like.
Are
you like super aware of that? Are you guys like super aware that this is like just the beginning, and you're like making sure to like take in all of the? I feel like
there's
a lot of stuff where I go, I hope that I don't forget this ever.
Right.
Like there's like moments where you know, like when I'm like way older, I want to be like, I remember when this happened and put myself back in that moment. And every like new band that comes in here that does get to do what you guys do, I always want to make sure to be like, yo, remember, this is like, even the shitty things like sleeping in a hot van in Florida.
That wasn't shitty. That was great.
We actually love, we enjoy those kinds of things, man. We're taking
Maybe I'm just talking about from my perspective because that sounds bad. Van
oh, dude,
and
we,
Florida.
We love it, man.
One thing about us is we want to make sure we earn everything that we have accomplished so
sure.
far. And we don't want to take anything... I'm trying to say we don't
for granted.
Take,
you don't
yeah,
want
to exactly.
like fucking take anything for granted.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, even though we might not have to do that, we still want to go ahead and do it.
I think that is yeah. You want to put in your pay your dues.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Yeah, like everything that's been going on, like the UK tour that we did a couple months ago, and and the Florida Warp Dates, Ventura, and the New York show. It's great. Everything's awesome. But we just want to make sure that everything that's happening, we feel like we earned it.
Yeah. You guys, I mean, we missed you. We did Slam Dunk also. We missed you guys out there. There was just like a timing wasn't there like a timing fucked up thing?
I had to rush back home. Yeah.
Yeah, we had something go on, but we were like...
But you guys still played, right?
Yeah, I think
we were just doing our emo night the same
day. We had to do something, but I know that we were trying to get out there. But honestly, when you try and time things on in a different country, it just does... It's like so hard to coordinate all of that. Dude, it's hard. Yeah. It's fucking gnarly.
Did you guys have fun at that show?
It was so much fun. Yeah. It was just Nick and I playing guitar and singing, and it was really, really fucking cool.
Holy shit. It was just you two?
Yeah.
So what did you guys do?
We had the acoustics.
Nick is a multi-talented person.
It was originally acoustic.
Don't put that pressure on me.
Nick can play guitar too. He actually held it down on acoustic guitar, and I took care of vocals.
Damn, that's fucking tight. Do you guys have copies of that shit?
Copies of
the acoustic?
How old am I?
Do you guys have a videotape
of what I can see?
There are people who randomly taped it on Instagram. They might have put up some clips.
Yeah, because I would like to see that. Because I didn't. All we got was that Tyler had to dip for a sec, and I know Dana was like, "Oh, what's happened?" And so we didn't really get to like see it or figure. I didn't even know what the fuck you guys did.
Well, it's really hard to kind of see each other, see friends, bands, and stuff like that in festivals because. We might play at the same time as you guys were playing, for example, and stuff like that.
We played the same time as Knuckle Puck a few times.
Literally, Orlando and Tampa, we played the same time as Knuckle Puck, and I'm like, dude, I want to see these guys again. Yeah. Even though we've seen them
for sure.
Did you guys get to check out any bands that you like?
Limbs played the Full Sail University stage. We were actually listening to it on the flight home last night.
Okay.
Really, love really good band. Fucking band. Yeah, you guys.
They're an English band?
No, they're American. They weren't at Slam, they were at Warped. Who is Limbs? At Who is Limbs, if you're looking on Instagram.
Okay.
There's a band called Interventions 2.
Yeah.
That had a very movements, like, Circus Survivage type of thing.
Sure.
Which is going on. I thought that was really cool, too.
I feel like this is, like, we're at a good time for this. Like, we are at a very, like, you guys are hitting it right at a very pivotal time.
Like a resurgence.
It seems like it, man.
Yeah, no, you guys are hitting it at, like, the right time. Like, there was a lull for a little bit. There was, like, a lull, and then, like, you know, I think a lot, you know, at the end of Warped Tour, I think as people being like, wait, what happens when this goes away? Like, what do we do when this goes away? And now I think it's got people reaching for, like, newer bands and like, but a sound that they're familiar with, but they want newer things. And I think we're seeing that a lot in, like, a lot of different types of music as well.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think that's we're at a really cool time because what has happened in the past couple of years, you know how there was, like, a disconnect between, like, rap, and there's a disconnect between, like, metal, and there's a disconnect between, like, rock and indie and emo and shit. Now everybody sort of likes everything, and all of these genres sort of meld into one thing, which makes for a very cool audience and like a very cool crowd. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, now we see people like moshing at rap shows.
We see people rapping at fucking metal shows.
Uh-huh, dude, yeah, uh-huh. It's awesome.
It is really fucking cool.
We're at a really cool time, and now it seems like musicians are like just being like, we just like music for music, and like it doesn't really matter like what type it is, and like we can get into it no matter what. So I always am like a really like I'm way against people being like, I don't listen to that, you know what I mean? Like,
of course,
I just like fucking care.
You can't close yourself
shit.
Off.
Yeah.
What is some of the shit that you guys listen to that's not in your genre? Like, what's like?
Sheryl Crow's great,
dude. Sheryl Crow's fantastic.
I always love Sheryl Crow.
Dude, Sheryl Crow's fucking great.
This is very random.
It's great.
She is great.
Dido is good. Dido is really good. I listen to a lot of. Disco, like Chicago. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
You saying Chicago?
Chicago is a band, yeah.
Chicago, like the city. Wait,
yeah, everybody knows who Chicago is.
Are you pronouncing it Chicago?
Chicago. Oh my god,
Chicago.
So it's not Chicago.
It's not Chicago.
Is that like a tomato? Even though no one says tomato. Thing.
You
like
say you can tomato, say it different. I say butthole. Chicago.
You say
is it
tomato.
Chicago or Chicago?
Chicago?
Yeah, dude, everybody knows who Chicago is.
I am gonna say like, true myself.
I heard a really crazy band called The Beatles. I don't know if you guys heard of this, but it's like really obscure.
They're up and coming.
I'm going to stay true to myself and call it Chicago.
Yeah, I like that.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
You're right.
Really great. That's fine.
They're really great.
Yeah, Chicago's really fucking awesome. They were actually one of the only bands that, besides without us, that wasn't ska, that really fucked with a horn section.
Yeah.
Like, they really fucked. They got, man. Like, they, besides, like, they were, like, mainstream with horns.
Yeah.
You never hear that.
You never do. And it was really cool. Like, that's something I picked up, actually, not picked up, but I listened to that, and I'm like, this is really interesting. Nobody really ever does this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that got me interested in them. Can't go wrong with ABBA, too. I love ABBA.
Dude. ABBA's the best.
ABBA's
that's isn't that your mom's favorite band?
Yeah.
That was my mom's. That's my mom's favorite. Same. Still.
We're with each other a lot. I know.
There was
mom's favorite.
My
band.
Favorite moment was like Morgan. Where were we at a show in Orange County? And he looks at my feet. He's like, "Are those new socks?" Like, he knows me to the point where if I'm wearing new socks, he fucking. I was like, "Yes."
Do you just not ever wear socks?
I wear socks every day.
Well, there we go.
I know. See?
Yeah. Like, I love socks. I'm obsessed with socks.
Same.
Yeah.
I used to have, like, about 1,000 pairs of socks. I'm not even joking.
And then you got rid of them?
I used to work in retail, just, like, clearance socks. I don't need beer socks, but I'll buy these beer socks.
Yeah, exactly. Wherever I go, I'm like, I need these socks.
Where'd you work at?
It was called Toilet. It wasn't called Toilet. I just like to call it Toilet.
What was it? What was it called?
Macy's.
Oh,
okay. Macy's.
That's okay. I worked at
Macy's.
Yeah, took a picture in there. You can title it Toilet Selfie.
I worked at Bath and Body Works.
Hey.
I worked at Bath.
See, like, I did not know that.
Wow.
Yeah. I worked at Bonai
for
first
how
moved.
Long?
Well, when you go to rehab and then you, like, after rehab, they're like, oh, you have to get a get well job. And they call it a get well job. And I went to Bath and Body Works and I was like, this is great. I loved it. I thought it was fucking great. I just thought that, like, I was like, oh, tight. I'm not going to almost die every day. Yeah. Or I might. I don't know. Like, fucking at Bed Bath or Bath and Body Works. The only thing I did not like was they, like, made you rub lotion on, like, everybody's hands. Oh. If they wanted it, like, you couldn't say no.
They made you do it?
Oh, yeah. And plus,
like,
because
who would want you to do that?
I worked at Fashion Island. So a lot of, like, old white women like loved. They're like, do this for me, and I was like, I have to.
Yeah. Well, I want to try it out.
I'm not saying you're into this, but if you're into old white,
hey, no kink shame
white
here.
Women,
what?
No,
I'm not saying you're into
here.
This, but if you're into older white women, well, I mean, that wouldn't be much of an issue.
Well, great news is I am not.
Well, great
sad
news
is that I am.
So, hey, if the band doesn't work out, you know where to go.
There we go. I used to work at Target.
Dude, every Target fucking sick. Body used to work at Target. Like,
so cool.
Everybody used to work at Target. Like, that's like what happens if you're in a band at some point. Guarantee you ask fucking every band that you guys tour with, just be like, hey, which one of y'all worked at Target? You'll get like three fucking people.
I feel like if I worked at Target, I would get no paycheck. I would just like wire it straight
into Target again?
Stuff. Yeah.
That's
like,
exactly
how
what
you,
happened to me.
Yeah, okay.
What
yeah.
happens at Target is you go...
It is scary what happens
You go
there.
To Target with a specific thing in mind, and you leave Target
with
not that thing.
Yeah.
And everything else but that
you
thing.
You know, that's what I told every single mom that used to come in there, and that's how my love for older women started.
Dude, this is really great. I think this may be the best podcast we've ever done.
My love for older women.
We really
yeah.
have.
It's like, oh, you like this little, this hand lotion? Oh, cool, me too. Yeah, I used to walk in here and want foot powder.
Dude, you got it.
And I walk out with the whole fucking store.
Let me tell you.
And let me tell you how beautiful you are.
I went into Target
Does that
this
work?
Weekend to buy deodorant. I left with stools.
Hey.
Stools.
Yeah. This is what happens. It's like a fucking Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, for the record, when you said stools, I'm like, stools?
I just want to make sure,
software?
Like, did you go into the toilets and, like, take, was it, like,
we thought
stool,
it was a
or was
yeah,
it, like,
no,
bar
no,
stool?
Not poop-related.
They sell everything at Target.
Guys, I am an adult now. I buy bar stools for my kitchen table. That is what I do on Saturday. I don't know what the fuck you guys do, play music or whatever. I buy bar stools.
I go to get all pineapple-themed furniture.
Oh, yeah, they've got that there.
They got all the pineapple.
Yeah, no, everything that you could ever want in pineapple-related.
Pineapple-related.
So what the fuck's coming up for you guys?
Dude, we got a tour coming up.
I know.
Full on US tour.
I mean, I know. I just wanted you to say it.
We're in LA. Oh, you guys are playing the Roxy, right?
We're playing the Roxy. Oh, yeah. We're starting kicking it off.
I think it's the day after emo night. So hold on, let me see. I will be there.
October 14th?
Yes.
You're going to come?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
Absolutely.
That's not good.
It's gonna be a love thing.
It's an excitement thing.
I'm excited.
It's gonna be a botulism. Full on botulism.
All over the place. All over the mic. It's gonna be great.
How long is this tour for?
It is
25 days.
It ends November 18th, I think.
This is like the first one that y'all have done that's like in a row, right?
Yeah. We did 5 dates in the UK that were in a row. But this one's full out US, like from South California, Southern California, all the way to Florida, up to New York, back to Northern California.
I can't wait to fucking plug this shit for you guys.
We're just
I'm really excited.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, yes, we're pumped, dude. And I think like just to prove the point earlier about us wanting to like earn it and be in the moment, and like we're tour managing the tour ourselves and like taking care of all the paperwork and all that.
Oh, great! That is terrible.
It's gonna be great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man.
That is terrible. I would never want to do that.
I'm excited.
In a million years.
I sometimes don't feel like I'm doing enough on tour, or like when we're just like setting up shit on our own. You know, I always feel. Like
I think that's that sounds like a personal problem.
It is. I'm compensating for some deep rooted issues that I have.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We do so much shit, and then when I stop doing something for like a minute, I'm like, I am worthless.
I think it's just,
that's how we feel.
Yeah, but that's just not the truth.
I think I call it a Henry Rollins kind of mindset.
Is that like a Henry Rollins kind of mindset?
Yeah, like if in any interview Henry Rollins ever talks in, or Rollins, I don't know.
Rollins.
Anytime he ever talks about, you know, work is essential, and so every time, and he's been in, you know, one of the most influential bands. Like that kind of helped start a scene.
And he hates them.
Like,
does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He does not like them.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
He talks about how work is essential and how, you know, if you stop moving, it doesn't feel right, and it's almost like workaholism. Is that a word?
That's
it is now.
You're addicted to workaholism.
That's the correct term.
It's the chemical.
Like, I think it's kind of a cool mindset to have, because you just want to keep on working and putting your work in and just being grateful have the ability to keep on doing things.
You gotta rest, though, too, and relax.
That's just as important.
It really is. So you're like an athlete, you know? You gotta rest those muscles. The muscles.
I don't know anything about sports, like we've discussed. I have no idea what you're talking about. I just thought that they played sports 24 hours a day.
I know that Gatorade is involved somehow, but that's about as far as
they dump it on you after you win a game. Yeah, okay. That's what happens in sports.
That was probably my favorite point in time, because I used to play soccer for 4 years in high school. So
really?
Yeah, that was the pinnacle of soccer.
Did you call it football?
I call it soccer.
So good.
And then when I went home, because my parents are from El Salvador, I'm like, I play football, mama and papa.
Hey, you know what, dude? You could be a voice actor.
Listen to him speak in Spanish for a little bit. It's pretty nice. Do it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. ¿Qué quieren oír?
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
He sleep talks in Spanish, by the way.
Okay. Do you really? Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on. Where were we? London?
We were somewhere in the UK, and I'm just sitting in this chair trying to, like, be sleepy. This boy right here is sleeping in his bed, and just out of nowhere, say something in Spanish.
Papi cholo.
Say something less sexy, so but, like, sultry. Moderately sexy. But, like, 4 seconds long.
Tacos en mi boca.
I just hear that coming out of his mouth, like, while he's in bed. Look back, like...
Antonio Banderas?
Antonio Banderas.
I go get up to look at his eyes, and he's like, I touch his face. I'm like, what? He's totally asleep.
This is a Spanish speaking sleep talker we got here.
Yeah.
Narcoleptic Spanish.
I never knew that.
How do you say boo? Like boo, like a ghost in Spanish. Boo. Is it also just boo?
A boo.
Because do you think that when Spanish speaking countries get haunted, it's the ghosts have to be speaking.
They have to say something.
I never thought about that.
They say,
Ooh.
El.
Te voy a comer. And I'm like, don't fucking eat me. I want to be fed.
Is that what you
that's
said?
What I just
I
said.
Would like
that's,
to eat no, you?
Yeah, that's what the ghost said. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Fucking, that's right what
I'm,
yeah,
like,
right.
I'm like, Fernando, like, relax, dude. Like, bring me some tacos first, and then
Fernando
we'll talk.
Fernando the ghost.
Fernando el, we call them sustos. I don't know what it is.
Sustos?
Yeah, because Mexican slang is different than Salvadoran slang.
Sure.
What do you call sustos? Ghosts?
Wait, how do you call it? Ghosts?
Ghosts or sustos?
I was going to say gustos. Susto is ghost in
Susto's
for
ghost.
For us. But we have just a lot of different slang.
Yeah, what I mean, is happening?
Well, that's what it's
I'm giving you guys.
No
I'm giving you guys.
Now you know how to say ghost
you guys,
in his slang.
Here's what
of
we've covered
sustos?
Today. Language.
Language.
The workforce.
You guys have just become.
Your band. Like, yeah. We have covered.
We've covered it all.
Really covered every, like, almost everything that's got going. You guys did the knitting factory. See how I turned
that
it back
was it.
Wow,
you,
that was great.
They gave us the most socks I've ever worn.
Yeah.
Wait,
free knitting
what?
Factory
yeah.
socks.
They were
what
knitted
do they look
in,
like?
They're
black
and they say knitting factory.
Two white stripes,
knitting
factory.
Yeah, they were knitted in the knitting factory.
I get it.
You guys, so McDonald's did
the name.
McDonald's did this promo where you could order food from them and they'll bring you like socks and like branded stuff, and we ordered 6 different times so we could get like more. So now we have like socks with a hamburger
absolutely.
On it, which I feel like
I have those.
Love. Oh, you do?
Not
how?
The McDonald's ones, just,
oh, but
a
just
separate
like a
pair of socks that were sold not at McDonald's, but they have hamburgers on them.
So
mean,
he doesn't have those.
Like,
no, I have hamburger socks.
Yeah, like that's how much I love
hamburgers.
Socks. Is
I
ordered McDonald's. Like
I want
I've
hamburger
never...
socks.
I want. Yeah, I want to talk more about who you guys are going out with.
We're doing co-headlining with Waster.
Waster,
who's a dope band from the UK.
Oh, I know Waster.
We're huge fans of them for years.
Oh, I know Waster,
and we're pumped that they want to do a co-headline with us.
Good
we're taking
with
a
my friend Michelle.
Oh right, yeah, we know Michelle, right?
You know Michelle.
Their manager.
Yeah, Michelle's fucking tight.
Oh, right on. Michelle. Absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah. We met her at Warped on our first day in Ventura. And that was when we met her, right? Yeah. Right on.
When are you,
there were so many Warped Tour dates. Yeah. Our 4 dates. You
when
know,
are you guys... what's your LA play for that tour?
The Roxy.
When is that?
October 14th.
The day after Emo Night Day.
We just went.
I know, but I didn't know if that was like something. That
yeah,
I didn't
October
know.
14th at the Roxy.
Okay. Are you coming back to LA and doing another one after?
We have an Anaheim show at the
Chain
Reaction the day.
We get to play Chain.
2 days afterwards.
Okay.
And then we.
That's awesome.
The last dates, I believe the last date is Sacramento.
The last date is Sacramento.
Yeah.
What I want you guys to do is come in here after that whole tour. So we can talk about it.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Because this is... and bring Waster. Like, let's fucking get... Or unless they're, like, flying back to wherever the fuck they're from. Also...
Not
we'll
just
drug
Waster,
them
it's
and drive
Hold
them
Close
back here.
As well.
Make them stay.
Yeah, we'll make them
Hold
stay.
Close will be coming with
Hold
as well.
Close is coming with
and
us.
PCL on select dates.
Hopefully, we're trying to get some... Wrangle some more friends that are in bands. Trying to get them...
That's great. Just have them hop on some dates.
Absolutely, yeah.
That'll be great. That's what being in a band should be about. It's, like, fun
just
and bringing
fun,
your
dude.
Friends.
It's what you guys do. It's the same
that
kind of
That is
shit,
what
man.
We do. We
just fun
well,
friends.
Dude, that's why we got into this, is to start something, like, really fun and to, like, have fun and meet our friends and be friends with people and like there's no like
force friendships.
Yes.
That's how I got TJ to be friends
with me. Where is he?
He had a very
secret
thing
he's
doing.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll
secret
tell you off
agent
the air.
He's trying to get more of those McDonald's socks.
Exactly.
We'll tell you off the air.
Very
but
cool.
It is.
But I do love that you guys seem to get along really well.
Yeah,
I
we
hate
do.
These two.
Yeah. We really do.
But I feel like you're really lucky. I think a lot of bands hate each other, you know, and that must make it so awful to tour with people you don't like. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, we love each other to death.
We really do. And Freddie and I have known each other for over 10 years, so we feel like that's pretty solidified, our friendship. You know, we feel like we're not going to start hating each other anytime soon. Nick, I still am getting used to
it. I always have to to fight for affection.
He's got to approve himself to me.
How long have you known you?
Nick, it's been I've about 4 months.
Oh, really?
Is it really?
No, okay.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God.
No, I've known you for a little over 2 years now.
It's been about there. Math is not my strong
suit. A little over
two years. So Tyler and I, after our initial band, Lost in Costco, kind of took a hiatus for... we were focusing on our career.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to college and... I
for
ended
what?
Up meeting,
what were you going to college
I
for?
Was, ooh, I was going to college...
Paputas.
Paputas?
He was going to college just to... Never mind. I'm not.
Just that's to, just a food. I'm just going. Right?
You know what it is. You know. Oh my god.
That's just. A,
I need to bring you some next time.
Do you make them?
I wish I could. My mom can make them, but she kind of burns them.
That's okay.
So
I'm sure it's still better than whatever other trash all day.
But I was in college. I was walking outside out of my classroom. What was I going to college for? Probably like audio engineering.
Right.
But at this point, maybe I was switching over to like business management and stuff like that.
Nice.
Or psychology. That was another thing
those
that
are
I wanted
two
to
good things.
Yeah. I was a psych major.
Psych major?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It really is cool. I like how the brain works.
Yeah, the key word there was.
What?
Yeah, I got into school and then want to work here instead.
Sick.
Yeah.
We've got.
I just wanted to make music instead. But yeah, I met this guy about 5-6 years ago. He's playing guitar on a bench, and I'm like, man, this guy's fucking sick. We hang out a little longer, and I find out he's an amazing drummer. And we started writing some songs. A lot of the songs that are on the EP we wrote together at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I introduced them to each other about 2 years ago, and that's when Pavens really formed.
This is great. So it's like this has been something that's been we've been leading up to this moment for a very long time. So it is very important. Which is really, really cool. I'm like really stoked for that's you great. Guys. This
Thanks,
is
man.
Really
Thank
fucking
you.
Cool. You rarely do you like we do talk to a lot of bands and we talk to a lot of people that like they're like, yeah, this is just like what we do, but like I think that you guys are genuinely I think that you'll put on a fucking fantastic show just because like you guys are having so much fun and doing what you're doing. And
thanks,
like,
man.
Dude, it shows. Like, it shows in your guys' attitude and it shows in the music. And I think that, like, I just think it's really fucking tight. We got a dip pretty soon.
Yep.
But I want to talk about some of the songs on the EP.
Cool. Love it.
Let's talk about
them. Break into it.
Yeah. So I know that, the song that I kind of know what, you know, because I had to, like, talk to Tyler about, like, what it was about and everything. But
Chemtrails.
Yeah, chemtrails. For the people in the know, chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
Yeah, but like, so is the whole album sort of in that vein of like what that is? Is
the vein of the album, I think, is kind of sort of embodies who we are sort of as individuals. We're like silly dudes, talk about dick jokes,
sure.
Fuck around like we have been.
You guys are in kind of a punk pop punk band.
Yeah, but we also,
like,
you know,
how to
be a little serious,
sure.
And have deep conversations with each other and... so that's kind of what the album is. You know, there's a lot of heavy stuff, but there's also a lot of stuff that's like lighthearted,
right?
More positive. But most of our heavy stuff always has a positive sort of ending to it to kind of uplift whoever's listening to it.
Do you guys have favorite tracks on the album? Like, do you guys like all have one? Like,
it's really hard to choose, man.
I do.
You do?
I like Standing on My Own.
Yes.
Too,
cool.
Yes.
Cool.
I think that's the one that really stood out. I've heard the whole thing. Don't tell anyone.
So cool.
Yeah, but I think that's my favorite one.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, that one was kind of a surprise to us. We weren't originally going to go into the studio with that one, and then Kyle Black, who we were recording with, we were about to start this new song or this other song.
Who else did he do?
Little State Champs Action, Grayscale, Newfound, Paramore.
Did you guys see what I did?
I knew. Kyle Black plug.
I knew.
Kyle Black.
But I wanted the plug.
Oh, so this is what you learned at Law
School. That's interviewing, baby.
Look at you. Fucking G.
Applaud
me. What a natural.
Applaud me. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, who did he do?
Kyle Black. He was like, you know, this song, I'm not really feeling this song. Do you have any other ones? And I was like, I actually have this one I've been sitting on for a long time. And he's like, let's fucking hear it. And he's like, that's the one. Let's do it. And so... I'm just so happy that we, because I was gonna save that for like an album, like a full feature or something like that, or a full length, and I'm really happy that we got to put it on this EP.
Yeah,
because it kind of shows like where we could go. You know, we're not just like a quick punk band. You know, we've got some stuff that's got levity and gravity and shit. Yeah. Wait, those are two different things, aren't they?
They are used in similar contexts.
Similar context, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it makes sense.
Thanks. I got a little sweaty just then when I feel like I messed up the
Yeah, I know. I was like, that is a $10 word we're using on a $5 podcast.
So. I think it also shows that we can just sit down, come into the studio and write something that was not fully written yet.
Sure.
It was fully written on his end, but we had to write around that.
I didn't. It was written for me.
It was written for you.
No, well, yeah, first time because he sent that song like a few months
before. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just listened to that like on repeat for a while. I wrote the drum.
So I'm the asshole. I never really listened to
it. Yeah, you're
the
asshole.
That's true. You are the asshole.
What do you mean it was written for you? What does that mean?
Oh, no, it wasn't written for me. It's just Tyler had a MP3 that, you know, he had kind of had. He had had the idea for the track laid out, and he had sent it. and I would listen to it pretty much like.
It's dope. I'll send you my version of the song before we did with Kyle, and it's different.
Dude, that's amazing. That's cool. Do you keep all those things? Do you keep all those demo versions?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. As a marketing standpoint and as a fan, you should put those things out.
That would be
kind of
rad.
Yeah,
not as like an official thing, but I think that it's a cool thing for. It's real as somebody who's like a fan of music and bands, like it's very cool to see like what it sounds like before you go into a studio. Absolutely. And what happens afterwards.
Jimmy Eat World did a really cool thing with that. They have a whole demo album of
Morgan's
favorite band.
Well, it's just it's not my favorite band, but the Clarity is my favorite album of all time.
Oh, dude, I love James Eating Earth.
James. Yes. Jamathan.
Jamathan.
Eateth the earth.
But yeah, we've got some pretty heavy stuff on our
Bobby drinketh water.
Some cool topics that
I would love to hear that personally, because I know that I have like ton of voice notes from stuff. Putting all your voice notes together, like even, you know, just as like fans, I think they would appreciate just like 10-second voice notes. Oh, it's a cool thing to do. Like that now that we have the ability to do it in the digital space, like what's holding anybody back from? It's not like before where you had to like make a record of like voice notes where people would have to put the physical record on, and like it would be like a waste of time. It might, and people would be like, "Well, I don't understand why they did this." But now you have the ability to like put all those things that you guys made, and that may not sound perfect, and that may sound super different, into a spot that like does make sense for you guys. And I think it would be very interesting for the fans.
Yeah, I think it's fucking cool.
Yeah, do it, dude.
Really cool.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Just do it. Gives a fuck.
You know, who actually did that? Is Taylor Swift actually did that a couple albums ago?
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
So she put all of the songs that everybody else
wrote
for her.
How did I miss
her?
That? No. Wait, so, is that legitimately out?
I don't remember if it was like a special thing or whatever. I'm gonna have to look into it. But she actually put her voice memos on her iPhone into a CD. Right? Yeah. You know about this? Yeah.
I think the last album has this voice memos.
Kid, you got to talk into the microphone.
The last album has the deluxe version has a bunch of her voice memos of her just like singing one liners off the song. It's really cool.
That's pretty rad. Yeah, we're gonna take the Swift motto there and turn it into a little.
Yeah, take the Swift model, but Swift. Take all the good stuff from it and not the bad stuff.
Come on, I was gonna make a worse joke, so I'll take that.
Yeah. I do like her.
She's great, dude.
I do like her. Yeah.
No, she's talented, man. She's very talented.
I really fucking goddamn, that one album is just so solid 100% of the way through.
Which one? Red?
I don't know.
So the 22?
I
don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, those songs are
poo-poo.
Those songs are monsters. Those songs are just monster songs. Yeah. They're awesome. That's the thing. But I just, dude, it's
We Are Never Getting Back Together was good too.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Fucking awesome.
I mean, like, I literally like every single one of them.
You want to know what I fucked up with at Lollapalooza? I had to, I was doing all these like live feeds, and in the back I heard Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, dude.
Can we just give it up
that
right
song
now?
Call Me Maybe?
Is
like
one of those. But have you heard
Isn't
Emotion?
Really
this
funny?
Print, this is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
What's going on with the printer?
For the people that are listening in on this, there's an Epson printer that's just to the behind Freddie and I.
I'll post a photo.
Like, it's like so good. Like, you're like, oh, this is
and there's a little sticker just to the left of it that says Carly Rae.
There's two conversations going on.
You guys, this is not how to do a podcast.
That's not how radio works.
This is not how radio works.
Well, on that note.
All right. Well, we're really losing it.
You guys Emotion 2 by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yep. Do you guys have anything else you want to plug?
We're Pavement's band and we like butt stuff.
Oh.
I think we should hear a bit of Chicago as we're wrapping up.
We can actually put that in.
Sick.
Saturday. in the park. I wish it was the 4th of July. And then it goes. And then it breaks down. It goes,
people laughing, people doing things,
a man selling ice cream, singing foreign songs.
So you're putting that over us exiting, right?
No, that's
not the actual song.
No, it is that. It's
just,
because
if we put
singing.
The actual song, then it'll be taken down, I bet you.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you did
we can
a great
give it
job.
A go. Kind of
that's though. Actually a very good thing to just be like, all right, now we're going to sing the outro music.
That is pretty cool.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Love you for always.
We'll do as much plug-in for this thing as possible. Go see these dudes on tour. Get this motherfucking EP. You know.
Better Days.
Friday.
Better Days out Friday.
Maybe we'll post this on Friday.
Let's post it on Friday.
Makes sense.
So guess what?
Out today.
Out today.
Spicy.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bonjour. This is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. I'm Andrew Pryor, and every week I bring you the wonderful and fabulous people involved in French food, whether they're here in France like me or from around the world. Enchanté. Each week, we dive into a specific topic, be it a French dish, an ingredient, or a French cuisine cooking technique. My guests are all about French food, so come join me on Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. Bon app.